Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to SCP Archives. This week, we have a really special episode for you, written by Steven Indrasano, the creator of Shelterwood. Shelterwood is a suburban gothic fiction podcast. It's horrifying, it's a slow burn, and it's about a liminal space full of, well, endless suburbs. What you're about to listen to is just a small peek into the show. But if you like what you hear, you can listen to the first 5 episodes of Shelterwood right now. You can find Shelterwood on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this episode. And if you do check out Shelterwood, be sure to let them know that we say hi. We'll be back next Tuesday with yet another episode, so stay tuned for that. And without further ado, enjoy this week's episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure, contain, protect.
Hey, I think you should have a look at this. I was going through some old files to see if we had anything related to this whole Shelterwood mess, and I found this tucked away in some old boxes. Do you remember Dr. Sir? She worked here forever, like, from before the Ethics Board. This file's been pretty much buried, so far as I can tell, and based on what's in here, I can understand why. By the looks of it, I date this to 1975 or so? I've left you a few annotations throughout for context. Jay.
Item number. Unlisted. Pending further review. Temporary label. Elsewhere. Clearance level. 2. Restricted. Containment class. Risk class. Warning. Containment procedure. Due to the potential cognitohazardous nature of entry into Elsewhere, containment primarily consists of widespread physical and digital surveillance of anomalous advertisement materials, designated Elsewhere-A. Interception of individuals affected by Elsewhere-A and targeted administration of Class A amnestics with subsequent monitoring for a period of 3 months. There are currently no known stable entryways into Elsewhere, as these appear to be bound individuals affected by Elsewhere-A. Description. Elsewhere is a plane of reality accessible through an as-of-yet-undiscovered mechanism, first believed to be a singular advertising pamphlet, now designated Elsewhere-A. Elsewhere appears to be a large suburban development named Shelterwood in a pocket dimension or other unreal space. Research into entering Elsewhere is currently underway. The physical properties of this anomalous zone are not yet known. Elsewhere-A appears to be an advertisement for the Shelterwood development. Is a large card-shaped mailer with text on the front reading, "Your dream home awaits just inside." The back cover is blank, other than the address of the original owner, Jason Riggs, from Ohio. After collection, Elsewhere-A was classified as safe. Anomalous properties are observable upon opening the card. Individuals who open Elsewhere-A are shown an image of their personal conceptualization of a dream home. Results appear to be dependent on the precise psychology of the observer. Elsewhere-A was first brought to the attention of the Foundation after Jason Riggs was reported missing by his younger sister, Bella. Bella Riggs was persuaded to give Foundation operatives Elsewhere-A after being admitted to a local psych ward, where she'd been placed by local law enforcement for disturbing the peace. See Addendum 1 for the field recording of this item collection. Addendum 1.
Hello, Bella. You look like you're doing well. I'm glad you're feeling calmer. You've gone through something extraordinarily frightening. Would you like to know who I am?
Does it matter?
It does. And I'm here to help.
You and everyone else. I'm not crazy.
I know. I'm sorry you're here. Again.
Oh, so you've done your research, G-Man. I'm sure that must have been fun for you. And convenient, too. Easier to discredit a woman with a history of mental illness, I'm sure.
You're not going to respond well to kindness, are you? That's helpful to know.
Where is Jason?
We don't know, yet. But we do assume that it has to do with the advertisement he received several days ago. One concerning a... what was it? Real estate scheme? No, I don't think that'll do. I don't think that'll do at all, Bella. Jen, cut the recording. So, Bella, I brought a few tools here with me.
Here the interview is paused to enact advanced persuasive techniques.
Good. Now say it again for our records, and don't try to lie again. We have ways of knowing.
There's a blueberry bush behind the house. Big stump in front of it. I buried the goddamn thing there.
Fascinating. Why?
You wouldn't understand.
Right. Very well. Jen, if you would pass me the bag again...
No. Jesus. Just look. I'll tell you where it is, but I need you to promise me something.
All right. How can I help?
There's a blueberry patch in the backyard. When Jason and I were growing up, that was our favorite place to hide. The bushes make a natural cave. That's what I saw. So, I figured... I don't know.
What do you mean, that's what I saw?
On the page.
I thought this was an ad for a neighborhood.
That's what Jason said, too. But I didn't see a house. I saw our blueberry cave. So... I need you to promise me... Just... When you get to the godforsaken thing, just be careful with the bushes. Okay? They're old. I don't know how old, and they're fragile. I need you to promise me you'll be careful. It's all I have from Jason now.
You have my word.
Following this interaction, Class A amnestics were administered to Bella Riggs and all relevant hospital staff. SCP Elsewhere-A was located in a blueberry patch at the Riggs home. Following extraction, the blueberry patch was ordered incinerated by the acting operative. SCP Elsewhere-A was initially assumed to be safe, and containment consisted of placement in an unmarked manila envelope. SCP Elsewhere-A was relocated to secure facility, where Dr. Francesca Sub began to study its properties, described in addendums 2-4. Dr. So would place SCP Elsewhere-A initially contained in its envelope into a locked room. D-Class personnel would then open and describe the item. SCP Elsewhere-A cannot be observed via video feeds or photography, as film exposed to SCP Elsewhere-A are consistently found to be overexposed and indecipherable. Addendums 2-5 follow below.
Process note here. For some reason, the D-Class personnel involved with this case weren't categorized properly. I tried to do some digging, and it seems like these guys were regularly called in for Dr. Suh's research. There's some obvious scientific flaws with that looking back, but it was a different time, I guess. Anyways, just thought you should know that these people all knew each other.
D5418. Please open the envelope in front of you.
Is it gonna hurt?
Oh, jeez. All right, well, here goes nothing.
Please describe the item.
It's some kind of brochure. Shelterwood. Dreams really do come true. There's a couple smiling on the front. They seem nice, I guess. There's some guy's address on the back.
Open the item and describe what you see.
Okay, yeah. This ain't so bad. No spiders this time, right, Dr. Suh?
Whoa! Hey, all right. This is... Wow. Wow.
D5418?
Sorry, it's... Have you ever seen that TV show, Meet the Gruggos? I used to watch it with my mom before, well, before. Have you seen it? Okay, I'll take that as a no. So the Gruggos, they're cavemen, right? And they go on all these adventures. They have a pet pterodactyl named Petey, but like P-T-E-T-E-Y. Get it? Silent T. Like in pterodactyl.
D5418, please describe what you see.
Ah, you're no fun. Okay, here goes nothing. On the inside of this thing, it says, meet your dream home. And then there's a picture of the house. The Gruggo house. They really nailed all the details, too. The grass is all prehistoric looking, and the windows are these big fake bones, and... Hey, what the hell is this?
D5418, please remain on task.
No, what is this? That's my mom. She's in the house. She's... Ma!
Security, please end the session.
She's waving. Hey, Ma, I see you. I see you. I'm still alive. They just took me. I'm not dead. I... Hey, get your hands off me. Ma!
And addendum 2. Begin addendum 3.
D1408. Please open the envelope in front of you. Please describe the item.
Flyer. Nice glossy paper. Already some other fingerprints on it and what looks like some dirt stains. It's an advertisement for a suburban development by the looks of it. Some place called Shelterwood. No smell or anything like that. This thing's safe.
Open the item and describe what you see.
Is that a no? Because we both know I'll wait you out. Your life ain't on the line.
So far as we know, it's safe. Yes. Now, please open the item and describe what you see.
All right. Is this some kind of sick joke?
Please describe what you see.
You can go right to hell, Doc. All right. Sure. It's 1966. I'm pretty young. I'm running with a pretty rough crew outside Detroit. We used to case houses. We didn't stick to one neighborhood, just easier to keep the heat off us that way. But that means there's a lot of unfamiliar places. We got pretty sloppy with it.
D1408, please describe what you see.
I'm getting there. We stuck to middle-class houses. Not huge places. We figured that those would have better security. One night, we decided to hit two places instead of one, because the first place was kind of a bust. It's late. A lot of folks just leave doors unlocked. Or not lots, but enough. So I'm going in first. Door slides open nice and quiet. Living room to the right, good hall in there by the looks of it. Kitchen dead ahead. Some closed doors. Seems empty. I'm about to call the rest of the guys in when one of those closed doors pops open. I freeze. Which is a damn good thing, because it's just some kid. She's gotta be, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. And she sees me and she yells, "Daddy." Goddamn kid thought I was her dad coming home late. And I should have been scared or pissed that we've been caught or something like that, but the way she said it, like she really wanted to see me. I don't know. It stuck with me. There was a moment there when it was more like a dream. Like I was someone else. And then she realized. And she started screaming. And the guys, they took off. And I should have been right there with them, but I wanted to explain to this kid. But I couldn't speak, and she couldn't move. And so we were both pinned there like darts on a board.
D1408, what do you see?
I told you. Living room to the right, kitchen right there, dead ahead. And this girl, she's smiling ear to ear.
Daddy!
Get me out of here!
Come home, Daddy!
She's getting closer! You open this goddamn door!
Security, get in there.
Following a non-standard administrative process, the agent presiding over the acquisition of SCP-70020 was allowed to participate in research regarding the item.
Okay, another process note here. Looks like Agent Byron pulled some strings or something to get a closer look at that brochure. Dr. Sir was infamous for using these kinds of euphemisms to cover up sketchy practices. Never mind that she served on the ethics board for a few years in the early days.
Begin Addendum 4.
Agent Byron, we are all go on research aside.
Wonderful.
Before we begin, and please be aware that recording has already started, may I ask, peer-to-peer, what led to your particular interest in this item?
I hardly see how that's relevant, Dr. Saw.
On the contrary, Agent Byron, our current results indicate that the Shelterwood brochure has cognitohazardous properties and is likely to draw upon your psychological profile. Therefore, it is the opinion of the research team that we will benefit from a greater understanding of your motivations before research begins.
Ah, well, that does make sense. Dr. Suh, I'd like to declare a particular aspect of my personal history which might impact your research. I've never had a home. A house, sure, but a home? No. Not for me. Not that I'm destitute. I was brought up upper middle class. Nice private school, nanny, 2 doting parents. But growing up, I felt a profound and consuming isolation from these things. I was not really a part of my family or my community. I wasn't lonely per se, but I was different. In fact, the first time I ever felt joy, true joy, the kind they write love songs about, was when I pulled the fingernails off my friend Joan. We were 7 years old. So you see, I'm different. Your average D-class personnel, they've got the psychological profile of a disturbed golden retriever. Fundamentally simple, but liable to bite when cornered. Me? Well, I'm different. I bite on purpose. So this item, it intrigues me. What do I want? I don't know. You can understand, then, how this arrangement may be mutually beneficial for us, yes?
It may provide us with unique data, yes.
I'm glad we're in agreement. So, what do you need me to do?
Please open the envelope in front of you. Good. Now describe what you see.
So far, so normal. This is an advertisement for a suburban housing development called Shelterwood. The graphic design is very in line with similar mailers I've seen around the U.S. Here's something strange. There's no indication where this is supposed to be, or... to clarify, there's no address for this supposed development. It gives the pamphlet an almost painfully generic quality, as if it's a scam. The design is forgettable, and yet there is something about it. A draw. What can I say? It's intriguing.
Thank you for the detailed response. Now, please, open the item and describe what you see.
Oh. Oh my.
What? What is it?
Dr. Suh, I think your team is about to have a much larger project on her hands.
Would you care to explain that response, Agent?
I finally understand.
Agent Byron, we have lost video feed. I'm engaging emergency containment protocols.
No, don't! I'll describe it. Please, let me continue. This is a good thing for both of us.
Are you in danger?
Almost certainly. But this, you'll never get something like this out of your D-class stable. I promise you that.
What do you see in there?
Good. I'm glad to see we're on the same page. So, here's the deal. I believe that this item is working on two levels. One literal and one symbolic. I'll start with the literal for the pencil pushers in the archives, and then we'll get to the real gas. The brochure is generating viscera. Ow! Apologies, Doctor. I've been hit. Hard to know whose blood is whose. I'm looking at a fresh ligament which has attached itself to me in the crook of my left elbow, in the soft juncture where the bicep connects to the distal tendon. It's working my arm back and forth, testing me like a new glove. It hurts, but not in a way that I mind. It feels good to be a little out of control. There's the other arm. I'm connecting to something bigger than me. Something truer than me. I'm linked now to something inside the brochure, which has gotten larger and deeper. The item, the brochure, is exerting itself on the room, taking it in the same way that it's taking me. I can see fresh skin growing over the speakers, filling in the cracks. The table is flexing. It has become articulated. Strong. It's growing a voice. So, Doctor, here's my theory. Home, for me, isn't something so simple as a blueberry thicket. It's not a place, but a feeling. A very bodily feeling. Doctor, I've been given a new umbilical cord. By force. Oh, wow. It hurts, Doctor. It hurts so well. I can't tell if I'm being drained or filled. No, that's wrong. I get it. I get it now. I can see them. The fingernails. God, look at all the fingernails.
Agent Byron, please report your status. We still do not have video. Agent Byron, please report.
Following the events of Addendum 4, Agent Byron was declared missing and assumed deceased by the recovery team. A viscous fluid determined to be human blood with an unidentified genetic profile was recovered from the floor of the testing room. Elsewhere-A was not otherwise damaged. A set of 10 human fingernails, identified genetically as belonging to Agent Byron, was recovered from the testing room as well. Containment protocols were updated to include extensive psychological analysis prior to interaction.
Okay, here's where it gets weird. So, Dr. Sir retired a few years back, right? Well, when she did, there was a photo slideshow. It was set up so people could contribute their own pictures through a QR code link. It was a security nightmare, and it went really south when this video started playing.
The footage begins. It is a beautiful day in suburban California.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Doc.
Agent Byron's voice can be heard as the camera pans across what appears at first to be a suburban neighborhood. Foliage analysis and zoning similarities have led to speculation that the neighborhood being filmed is in Irvine, California.
I knew you'd be worried about me, so I thought I'd send you a little update.
Upon closer inspection, however, it can be seen that the houses on the street have markedly organic qualities, including blinking windows, roof tiles which bristle in the wind, and a mild contraction and release visible theorized to be respiration. Agent Byron turns the camera towards himself, revealing a thick, mucus-lined tether leading from his midsection back to the house behind him.
It's really wonderful to be home.
At the conclusion of the video, Agent Byron's face comes into full focus, revealing that he's undergone further physical transformation. His skin appears to have cracks and flakes akin to stripping paint, eyes with a glassy, inorganic sheen, and when he smiles, it reveals a mouth full of broken, slate and ceramic tile teeth.
Thanks so much for listening to this special episode of SCP Archives. If you like what you heard, be sure to check out Shelterwood, a Suburban Gothic, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The first 5 episodes of Shelterwood are available right now, and I promise this is a show you don't want to miss. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. Shelterwood was written by Steven Indrasano. Our narrator was John Grills. Bella was Janine Bauer. Byron was Nate DeFort. Dr. Su was Bailey Wolf. Jay was Vic Collins. D1408 was Brandon Nguyen. Girl was Nicole Goodnight. And D5148 was Russ Moore. Our video was produced by Dakota Miller, and our theme song was by Matt Roy Berger. I'm your sound designer and your creative director, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our showrunner is Daisy McNamara. Our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska, and this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit scparchives.com.